Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Ambassador Bernard Johnson, and I'm so happy to be on the blog line tonight, back home here in Kansas City. And hopefully we've had our introduction. If not, that's all right. Thank God for all of you on the blog. Can you hear me all right? Saints of God, anybody hear me here? Can you hear me all right, anybody?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good then. God bless you.
God bless
anyway,
you too, Ambassador Johnson.
And thank you so much. It's wonderful to be on the blog line. And thank God for coming from all over the world, and we have people joining every second, every minute they're joining and getting on the blog line. Thank God for you and for you and you. And we love the Lord. This is a line that where we try our best to thank God 1,000 times a night. Amen, 1,000 times. And people all over the world who are joining us, who are thanking God also 1,000 times a night. And with all the people coming from so many different nations and from so many different countries, I believe the last count we had over 90 million and growing, and they're listening everywhere. These are listeners. Now, I know you can't hear them, but they can hear you. Amen. The signal is going out, not coming in. In other words, you look at television, there are millions of people who are listening to television at that time. But have you ever heard one of them, just one of them, speak back to you in your living room? If you did, we might want to pray for you. But they are there, and they're listening to the same thing. Well, same way with our blog line. They're there, and they're listening all in India, and Africa, and Asia, and Russia, and Germany, and England, and France, and all in Canada, everywhere, all in South America and North America. They're listening in Sweden and Rome and everywhere else. But just like television, you never heard anybody say anything back to you, although they're listening on television. And they're not saying back anything back to us on the blog line, but they're there. Amen. We praise God for all of them. Our trend here on the line is to open up a few lines that we know of, people who are part many times of our prayer line, etc. Some who have come just to help us thank the Lord. And I praise God for them. And I'm asking you to make your request known unto the Lord. Choose something that you've been asking God to do for you. It may be a difficult thing. That's why we have Jehovah God, who's the only true and living God, because he can do things that nobody else can do. He can do things that human beings cannot do. And so we make him our only God. And we ask him things that are on our heart, that are godly, and we want God to work it out for us every time. And he does. Amen. Here's what I plan to do tonight. Why don't we have a station identification? Well, let me change that. Let me have a word of prayer with you. Hold on just a minute. Let me see what God wants me to do. All right. Let's do it this way. Let's have a station identification. Then I'll give you a moment to make your request known unto the Lord. And then I'll pray, and then we'll begin to thank God. All right, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, are you there? If so, give us our station identification, and we'll move forward. The line is open to you. All right, let's move forward. If you would right now I'll give you a little music to go by, as you would just make your request known unto the Lord, and then we'll pray and move forward from there. There you go. About 25 seconds, make your request known unto the Lord. Father, thank you for every prayer, every request that's been made this night. Look on these precious people. Oh, God, these angels, God bless them. Touch them. Help them. Strengthen them. Lift them up in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for what you've done. Oh, God, for how you're blessing, for how you're making a way. It's so real. We praise you and we thank you for all things, God. Give these precious, precious people the desires of their heart. And we'll praise you and give you glory and adoration. And Lord, I've learned that one of the keys is to praise you and let our whole being thank you for what you've done in advance. No wonder you've done so many miracles. Because when you get ready to move, God, you check the record. And there's already praise going up to you for doing the things that you're getting ready to do. That motivates you to do even more. So I thank you for it. I praise you for it. We appreciate you. God, as we've opened up a few lines here to people to help us, let them thank you like it's already done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we give you glory. Thank God. And as we open the lines, God, we want to give you 1,000 thank yous. Can they do it in Africa? Can they do it in India? Can they do it in Russia? Can they do it in England? Can they do it in Germany? Can they do it in the Philippines? Can they do it in Haiti? Can they do it in Sweden and all over the world? All over America, can they do it? Can they give you glory? God, we do it right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Trying to get what he wants here. Just keep on thanking him until I come back. Just keep on thanking
thank
him right
you.
Now. Mark, Luke, and I don't mean that literally, but I'm trying to get you the vision. They made their names hot. Not the name of Jesus. They say, come hear us, and we'll talk about Jesus. Let's come to Jesus now. God said, put the clarion call out for his son, Jesus. Asking every prayer warrior who's really serious about Jesus, take time for him. Don't be like, well, let's just say take time for him and do it for him. If your sister died, you stop everything and be there for your family. Who? Wait a minute. Blood is thicker than water, and blood ain't your family. Blood is the blood that dripped off the side of Jesus and off the head of Jesus, out of his hands and feet. That's the blood. It's thicker than water. I want you to come for Jesus. I want you to sacrifice and make a special trip for Jesus. Right here in the center of the nation, I want you to come. And I want to know that you're coming. I want you to call me and say, yes, I'll be there. I just want to know, because I don't know what I might feel led to do. I might feel led to take all of y'all out to dinner. I don't know. But if so, I want to know how many I got coming. But I want you to have a reservation for this. All I need is a reservation. Well, how much is it going to cost? I'm not having any type of registration fee, nothing. I just need to know that Jesus is that important to you. Just want the people that Jesus is that important to you that you can make a sacrifice for him and come here in the center of the nation, that God might do something around the world. That's the September the 17th. I'm giving you time to plan it. Amen. I want y'all driving in here from everywhere, taking the bus in here from everywhere. Not for me, but a special night for Jesus. And flying in here from everywhere. The September the 17th, that's a Thursday night. I'm challenging you to whatever you have to do, whatever you have to cancel, cancel it. Come on. Tell him I'm making a special sacrifice to give God a night. Amen. September the 17th. Amen. Right here in Kansas City. That's what the Lord just gave me while we were thanking him 1,000 times. He said, I want you to challenge my people. Call by my name. Not by Bernard's name. Not by the name of Stern. Not by the name of Pfeiffer. Not by the name of Hodges, not by the name of Hagen, not by anybody's name except the name of Jesus. He said, I want you to challenge the one who are called by my name. Whose name are you called by? If you're called by the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus gave me this and told you to come. What are you going to do now? It's in your court. Putting the ball in your court. What are you going to do? September the 17th. I want you to be here. I mean, we're going to take a night. It's going to be a prayer night. And it's a praise night. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine what he's going to do when he gave me that vision to call you from everywhere. Let's do it. No telling what he might do from that. September 17th. I just got it fresh off the press from the Holy Ghost. I said, challenge him. Come together for me. You made sacrifices for other people who ain't nothing compared to God. Thank God for your daughter. Thank God for your son. You traveled here. You've done this. You've done that. You made sacrifices to send them this place. You made sacrifices to go to their first concert. You made sacrifices to be there for this and that. I'm asking you to make a sacrifice and do this strictly for Jesus. Not for his disciples. We all are. I want you to make a sacrifice for Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Write it down. When you have to ask me the date, that lets me know that you're not interested in Jesus. But you say, oh, you can't say that. Well, I'm giving you the date right now. why wouldn't you have enough concern about being there for him where you would write the date down and remember it? If your son was graduating, you'd write the date down and remember it. I'm telling you the date right now, September the 17th. Yeah, where will you come? I'm asking you to come to Kansas City. If your son was graduating, you'd find out where the graduating was going to be, because you're concerned about him graduating. You'd find out how long will it take me to get there, how am I going to get there, who I'm going to invite to go with me, who's going to drive with me, except because you'd have the concern about doing it for your son. You wouldn't have a son if it wasn't for Jesus. You wouldn't have a daughter if it wasn't for Jesus. You wouldn't have a car to drive if it wasn't for the Lord. You wouldn't be alive, and you know you should have been dead 10 years ago. You should have been dead 10 years ago. But the grace of God. And I'm asking you to make a sacrifice for him. I'm on the 17th, and let's give him glory and praise together. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you.
Chief Ambassador, Chief Ambassador,
yes.
I receive in the Lord. I feel it in my spirit already. Amen. And whatever I have to do to rearrange my schedule, I would love to be in that movement for the Lord. I feel it in my spirit. It's not grievous. It's so peaceful. I feel it. So I receive that in the Lord.
Thank you so much, Master Stern. Amen. Shut up and take his shitty. God said it. I didn't say it. He said it through. While we were thanking him 1,000 times, he dropped it in my spirit. He said, call them together. He said, it's now. It's time to call them together. And I did that. I'm calling you. God is calling you actually together. And thank you so much. Make the sacrifice. I'm going, oh, my God. Let's make the reservations. We'll give you a number tomorrow on the prayer line in the morning. So just call and say, I'm going to be there. I want to know how many are coming with you. I want to challenge all of you. This is one thing we'll be doing for First Fruits Worldwide. God said from now on, he said, challenge the people, all of the countries, to try to bring a van load of people with them to the convention. Amen. We'll have a convention next year. I'm going to challenge you that. But for this meeting on that one night, make a special sacrifice for the Lord. Let's come together for Jesus. Not for Bernard Johnson. Not for no Bishop Jakes. Not for Joyce Myers. Not for any of the disciples. But make a special sacrifice for the name of Jesus. Come in his name. And when you come in his name, guess what? He find out they're coming for me. I got to do something special for them. They came for me. I can't let them go through that. No. They got in that band for me. They put the people together for me. You do it for him. You put him on the spot. Amen. You put him on the spot that you're coming for him. Oh, my God. What would you do? Had a busload from Chicago to your city for you. How would you treat them? How would you treat them? You had a busload coming from Indiana for you. They were, and you knew that they were coming for you. How would you treat them? Every good thing comes from God. I'm telling you, God's going to treat you so. He's going to make a way. You got something that needs to be fixed. I wouldn't be surprised that while you are down here for him, that he fixes things back there for you.
Oh, glory.
That's a word from the Lord. I wouldn't be surprised while you were down here for him, that he fixed things back there in your home, in your city, or wherever for you. not an unrighteous God. He remembers those who make sacrifices to him. I've said enough. September the 17th. Won't you be here for the Lord? Make a special. I'm calling all worshipers, all prayer warriors, all praisers. I want you to stop what you're doing.